Yeah, so hi, my name is Kelsey Ramos. I'm 19 years old. I'm currently a freshman at the University of Arizona studying film and television. Yeah, so it actually started when I was in preschool. I found out way too early that I was an accident as a child, and that caused a lot of anger within me. So I wasn't very rebellious and I didn't act out a lot, but I did have like attitude problems. So in preschool, there would be a brief period of time where my teacher would turn off the lights and start playing jazz music. And it always just seemed to like soothe my soul. But it was something I'd completely forgotten about. And sometimes, like growing up, I would hear jazz music and I'd be like, wow, like I really love the feel of it and it just makes me so happy. But I didn't ever go into it. And it sounds kind of silly, but I didn't even know it was jazz. Like, I just assumed it was like the saxophone or the trumpet or just certain instruments that I was like attuned to. But it wasn't until my junior year of high school where I was doing a project for sound in my theater class, and I was trying to find a song, and I was like, it just needs to have that certain, like, that oomph, that, like, sound, that soul to it, and I didn't know what it was, and I wound up looking for about, like, an hour, and I settled on a Chet Baker song, and I, like, listened to it, and that was probably all I listened to for about a good month and a half. Like, it was just, it like reignited my love for jazz music. And then since then, I have gone looking at other jazz songs. And currently I've landed on more modern jazz. So people like LaVey, who she's like I think she's Nordic. She's like a Nordic jazz singer, but it's just seemed to become much more apparent in my life. And like even listening to all of the jazz in class, like it still seems to like soothe my soul when I'm like feeling in a bad mood. I wanna say that they were very sax heavy, so I have no clue, like, I've never run into her or talked to her or like seen her again to like ask, and she probably wouldn't remember, but I just remember the saxophone being very prominent, and that was like, I was always drawn to the saxophone. It happened daily. It was like, I don't remember if we had nap time. I don't think so, because I don't remember sleeping, but it could be just because I didn't sleep. But she would turn the lights off, and sometimes we'd eat lunch and listen to jazz. Sometimes we'd just sit there and listen to jazz, but it was a daily occurrence. I was stuck on Chet Baker for a long time because I'm trying to remember specifically what song it was, and I think it was Always Blue was the song that, like, it just struck within me. And even today when I'm, like, feeling very anxious, I'll go back and listen to it. But it was a lot of Chet Baker and some Louis Armstrong, and then I did listen to Duke Ellington a bit, like, my senior year. Ella Fitzgerald a lot, too. I think the best thing that's influenced is learning about the history of jazz because of my identities and who I am. Like, I heavily relate to a lot of the, like, pushback and the struggle that jazz artists had to go through. So I think it just gave me a deeper connection to it and made me love it even more because even though I wasn't a part of the main identity performing, like, I understood from the minority standpoint, like, having something that is your own, that is unique, and, like, creating your own sound, and in a way, creating your own voice. So it just pushed me to love it more. And obviously, like, looking into stuff like the systemic equality is also important to me because I'm a very social justice oriented person. And that's like what I do a lot of my free time is I work with organizations and camps for social justice. So looking at the injustice in jazz also like makes me, it sounds like kind of bad, but makes me like it more because it's something I'm interested in. So it just seems to like check all the boxes of my interests and my like of music and instruments. It's a sense of belonging because I don't play any jazz instruments. I couldn't tell you how. Like, I was a choir kid, a theater kid, so I know singing and I know that end of it, but I don't know the instrumental part. And I think even though I don't know how or I can't tell you exactly what instruments are playing or what's going on, I feel like I belong to the music and it just kind of flows within me. And it's the thing where you hear it, you just can't help but like listen to it and move and just be a part of the music. So it gives you something to be a part of, even if you don't completely understand it or have a knowledge of the music.